on this day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Thursday, the 20th of January. Let's find out what happened on this day.
Couple of legends no longer with us, and they include George Burns, the American comedian who was born on this day in 1896, and DeForest Kelly, the American actor who played Bones McCoy.
I'm required to enter any reasonable doubts into my medical law.
In the Star Trek television series, both born on this day.
Edwin Buzz Aldrin, the American astronaut, today turns 92.
I am Buzz Aldrin.
He played Doctor Who for 7 years. English actor Tom Baker. Today, he's 88.
Loved him, loved his scarf.
Would you like a chili, baby?
UK vocalist and guitarist with the band 10cc, Eric Stewart, is 77.
US film and TV director David Lynch is 76.
Thanks for Twin Peaks and the Nightmares. Paul Stanley, the rhythm guitarist and vocalist with US rock band Kiss, today turns the big 7-0.
He had a couple of hits in the early 80s. Billy Field, the Australian singer-songwriter, is 69. Here's one of those hits.
Can't help myself. Bad habits.
Yeah, bad habits.
Vocalist with the British band Take That. Remember them? Robbie Williams was in it.
Oh, vaguely.
Yep, well, Gary Barlow today turns 51.
And finally, Australian singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, best known for his music project Tame Impala, Kevin Parker, today 36.
It was on this day in 1885 that the roller coaster was patented by a guy called L.A. Thompson of Coney Island.
You sure that's not La Thompson?
No, there's punctuation.
Yep. The first official game of basketball was played in Massachusetts on this day in 1892.
In 1961, John F. Kennedy, aged 43, was sworn in as America's youngest president.
Channel O officially became Channel 10 on this day in 1980.
In 1987, Alan Bond bought the Channel 9 TV network from Kerry Packer for a cool $1 billion, but then he sold it back to Kerry Packer a few years later for $250 million. Bit of a price drop.
Yeah, not one of the best deals for Alan. And probably one of the best for Kerry. Barack Obama was sworn in as the first African-American president of the US on this day in 2009.
And we lost some legends, including Audrey Hepburn, the incredible Hollywood actress, passed away at the age of 63 in 1993. And in 2012, Etta James, the singer,
my love has come along,
passed away at 70.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for Thursday, the 20th of January.